Warning, you have just entered The Boldcast. Aiming at creating your best self, The Boldcast is hosted by David Kelly and Haristo Penchev. Is likely for you. Live your boldest life.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Dave from The Boldcast, and I am so happy to welcome you towards the first episode here where we're going to introduce ourselves and tell you guys what's up, like why we're doing this and all that good stuff. So I'm joined by my co-host, Haristo Penchev. Haristo, what's up today, man?
Hey, it's going so well. Once again, I'm so happy to finally start this whole new endeavor that we've been talking about for so long now. We've been planning this for months. I think it's safe to say that we're both so excited to work on this project and finally get it out to the whole world. So I'm very, very excited to, you know, finally be in this position where we can actually start this whole new journey, I would say.
Absolutely, man. And like all things in life, I think you and I are used to it at this point. There's always hiccups in the road, especially at the beginning when you're starting something and you're new to something. Yes. I'm glad and I'm hoping that we finally got those out of the way and we can move on with this. But that's kind of the theme a lot of the ways for this podcast and the reason we started it. Mm-hmm. Haristo and I will introduce ourselves in a second. But basically, we started this podcast because we want to help ourselves learn and share what we're learning in our lives with you guys. We are two people that are, and I can speak for you in saying this, that mm-hmm. are obsessed with personal development and growth and, you know, achieving our goals in life. And really what we want this to do is to be a resource, not for us like lecturing and giving advice, but more or less to just discuss openly the current places that we're at in life and the roadblocks and the challenges and how we're trying to tackle them. Because there's a lot of people out there that are going through similar experiences. And the more people that share their experiences and are open about them, the better our world is, at least in our opinion. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're here. So with that being said, Haristo, why don't you introduce yourself and tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name is Haristo Penchev, as you accurately introduced me. as you can say by the relatively old name and by the weird accent as well. I'm coming from a Bulgarian family and I'm 26 years old now.
Oh, that's right. You had a birthday recently.
Yeah, recently as well. I already feel so much older and wiser.
Absolutely.
I can describe myself and I can introduce myself as the owner of an artist management company and the owner of a digital marketing agency. I'm a newly established author as well. I just recently released my first book, which I'm very, very proud of. I'm also a certified TEDx lecturer as well. But, you know, although I'm using all of these achievements as a way to introduce myself, I've never wanted to be a person who associate themselves just with their personal, with their professional achievements, you know. I've always wanted to be perceived by the people for the person that I am, for my personal characteristics and traits, rather than with the professional achievements, you know, because
absolutely.
I think that nowadays there's such a big misconception amongst the society whether people are trying to validate themselves with the things that they have accomplished in life rather than for the personalities that they are, if you know what
I
mean.
Oh, that's so spot on.
So although I've mentioned some of my accomplishments, for this introduction segment, I want to just present myself as the person that I am to everyone who is listening to us today, you know? As you've correctly said, both you and I, we are very much concentrated on personal development. We are very much concentrated on not necessarily achieving success or achieving certain goals, but achieving ourselves of a sense of fulfillment and happiness with what
yes.
we do in terms of our lives, you know.
Absolutely.
And this is a tendency that personally started with me quite early in my life. You know, I've always been very much into literature, but there was a point when I was in high school when I started getting involved more with philosophical literature, you know, in terms of in terms of understanding the nature of the human's existence. You know, I started reading a work by Albert Camus, Jean-Paul Sartre, and authors of this sort, and all of these materials made me to concentrate and sort of acknowledge the significance of and the importance of human life in general.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
And this whole period really helped me to start questioning what I want to achieve with the opportunity for me to be alive, you know, as pretentious as this might sound, you know.
No, it's very true, though.
And I just started questioning the things that people were doing just for the sake of it, you know, finding a job, starting a family, going to university, trying to meet your family's expectations, and just, you know, things like that that usually people feel the natural instinct to meet and to follow. But I don't think most of the people out there actually concentrating on understanding the nature of those things and why they're exactly doing them, you know. So with the time, I understood that for me personally, the main goal that I wanted to achieve in my life, and you know, I think this is a word that we'll mention quite a lot in our podcast. I think this is a word that you very much associate yourself with as well, is legacy. You know,
yes.
I've tried, and I'm trying, and I'm aiming to live a life where I would be able to create something bigger than myself, to be part of something that, you know, will leave a trace even after my life is done at some point, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm aware that this might sound, again, very pretentious and very, I guess, naive to some extent. But the good thing about stating a goal like that for yourself is the fact that you put yourself into a position where you constantly seek and thrive self-development, improvement, and making sure that you know, you're taking advantage of every single opportunity that you receive to the best of your capabilities, which I think is something that every single person should do in order to live a fulfilling life at some point, you know. So that's why I'm very happy that we finally managed to start this project, because as you've said, being part and, you know, watching this podcast is a tool for both of us to work on this objective of ours in order to make sure that we are, you know, we're sharing valuable information, we're sharing details, we're expressing ourselves to the level where this whole overall experience will put us in a situation where we can actually benefit from it and we can actually improve ourselves. Because again, as you correctly mentioned, we're still people who are trying to find their place under the sun, ultimately.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely, man.
Although we have a very well set objectives and goals, we're still trying to achieve them. We're still trying to find the way to cope with all the negative circumstances that we are facing around them, you know, which is such a big and challenging process, you know. I'm very, very happy that, you know, I'll be able to share this experience with you. I'm very happy that in the process, there's the opportunity to meet other like-minded people who hopefully will be able to form this small society with. And that we can all share personal experiences, thoughts, and opinions that we can all benefit from. And I want to also emphasize the fact that, you know, we are here to share thoughts, we're here to share our ideas and opinions on a variety of different topics, but we're definitely not here to preach and to give advice and to tell people what they need to do or what they should do in order to meet their goals and objectives. And I've never been a fan of just sort of self-help culture that is very popular nowadays. I've never been a fan of it just because I think it's ridiculously illogical in its nature. I don't think there's a overall pattern or formula that you can apply to every certain person and that can secure and ensure success. I think the only thing that can produce you with the results that you want in terms of your life development is to make to be able to self-develop yourself, to be able to self-assess yourself, and to really understand the nature of your needs and of your goals, which I guess is going to be an ongoing motif for this podcast as well.
Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. I mean, I hope I didn't cut you off there, but you killed that, man. Like, I don't even know what to say after that. You just so accurately put into words what I was thinking as you were actually talking there about that, is that this isn't a self-help like podcast or something. And, you're talking about getting into reading when you were younger and stuff like that. Yes. I guess for myself, it was a lot of the same way. And, I guess before I go and talk about that, I should probably introduce myself. My name's David Kelly. I'm 25 years old. I'm a vocalist in a metal band called Tethra. I was formerly in a project called Unparalleled Height. That was about 8 years of that. I'm also a business owner. I own a digital marketing agency called Social Aura Marketing. And I'm also super into fitness. So... got that. I'm about to do my first bodybuilding show in like 16 weeks from this Saturday. Super excited about that. But, I think Haristo and I, what's interesting about us is that, and there's interesting things about everybody, is that we're not confined to being like, a business owner or a musician or like these labels are. Yeah, they're part of who we are. Like, he was just explaining the accomplishments and the achievements that he's received and that I've received. They're not defining who you are.
Yes.
They're more or less just part of like the story that is who you are, just as much as, your family or your friends and all those things. But for some reason, like in our culture and, pretty much everywhere in the West, I would say, cause you're still technically in the West over in Europe, is that, these achievements and successes and things like that, they have become so glorified in the way we live our lives, especially with things like social media, because they're easy things to point to and say like, ha, look, I'm doing it right. Like, it gives you validation in your life. And when I was first getting into this life of being a musician and an entrepreneur and things like that, I absolutely did that, and I still do it to some extent, because when you're wired like you or I are, and to a certain extent we are wired a certain way, right? We could do everything we want to fight against that, but that's not where you're going to find your happiness and fulfillment, is that you face a lot of pushback from people in your life, from your family, from friends. At the end of the day, they all, for the most part, the true people that are behind you, they just want what's best for you, but they're not going to see it how you are. So you're going to try to attach these achievements, whether it's being a TEDx lecturer or getting 200,000 streams on a song or, 5 clients, new clients this month or something like that. Mm-hmm. You're going to try to point to those things to show those people that are looking for that validation, like, hey, look, I'm doing good. And at some point you realize that that's not the real marker of whether you're doing well or not, because you can be doing really, really well and really successfully in your professional life, but just be an anxiety riddled mess or depressive mess in your personal life. But guess what? Those aren't like separate. You don't turn that switch on or off. You are the person you are in every experience and situation and involvement you are in your life. And if you start seeing yourself that way, it's going to help you realize that everything you're doing, everything I'm doing, both in terms of being a musician and vocalist, in terms of being a business owner, somebody that's into fitness and things like that, and even this podcast, it is directly reliant upon me as the person. So I need to develop myself to become able to warrant and demand the things out of these involvements that I want. Mm-hmm. And when you realize that, you kind of, there's like a light bulb moment. And for me, that was like, I'd say when I was like 20, 21, I started the same as you, Haristo, mm-hmm. getting into reading. And oddly enough, talking about self-help, a lot of it was self-help mm-hmm. stuff. It was business books and things like that. But, you know, as much as a lot of those are now I see are mainly just like ploys to make money, there was a lot of really good material that I read. And then as I started doing that more and implementing that more in my life, I started becoming interested in other things, like you said, philosophy, science, mm-hmm. more like, you know, interesting ideas, I would say. Mm-hmm. And I would say that my reading and, like, you know, my intellectual curiosity has gotten more into those aspects. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people would say, well, that doesn't make any sense. Like, you're not a philosopher. You're not a scientist. Like, what does that have to do with your life? And I think that's the problem yes. with our society is, like, our education systems teach you that you need this like tactical application for everything you're learning. Mm-hmm. But really learning how to think in a philosophical sense is actually going to help you in terms of creativity with business and music. And it's going to help you understand what the purpose of life and why you're here even is in the mm-hmm. first place. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of people that if you pull them aside on the street and ask them, hey, what do you, you know, what are we doing here? They'll be like, what are you talking about? I have no idea what that question even means. Yeah. And then, so if you can't work backwards from that, how can you have any roadmap moving forward? So there's a lot of like more fundamental things that are very much overlooked in our culture, and that I think those overlooked aspects are what need to be looked at the most. Mm-hmm. Like I think we're very confused on a lot of stuff as a culture, and this podcast is basically a journey through us, me and Haristo, and any guests we bring on, and hopefully someday as a community in some shape or form with all the listeners and things like that. Because, you know, the worst thing for somebody that is wired like you or I, Haristo, or any of you guys listening to this that are wired like us, is a negative person who is trying to derail your path.
Oh, yes.
But the best thing for someone that's wired like you or I is more people that are wired like you or I. Mm-hmm. We thrive on that, and it together we can do a lot of great things. And I don't mean to sound cliche when I say that. It's definitely true. We're the people that either move the world forward or are responsible for it not going that way. Mm-hmm. So when you understand that about yourself and you come to that realization, yeah, sure, at first that could be a little bit scary, but at the same time, it's pretty exciting when you think about it. And all these things that I'm involved with and Haristo's involved with, they're more or less aspects of us building our legacy that we hope to leave when our lives are over. And, you know, one more thing before I give this back to you. I was listening to something the other day from a guy named Sam Harris, and he was talking about, it's actually in a meditation app, which I really recommend, called Waking Up. He was talking about the necessity of thought, and I just want people to think about this for a second. It's really interesting when I was thinking about it, is that there's really inherently no bad people. Really, what there are bad ideas mm-hmm. that enthral people, and people become, you know, either like completely delusional towards them or overcome by their possession. And so when you think about that, the reason that maybe you're stuck in a job or stuck at doing something you don't want, and you think you have to do that, that's an idea. That's mm-hmm. not a reality. Mm-hmm. Your reality can be whatever you want it to be. I would encourage anybody who's in that position, because I've been there before, and so is probably everybody else that's ever been an entrepreneur or musician, mm-hmm. is that you have to realize that that philosophy has been beaten into your head. And it's not that it's a wrong idea. It's just maybe not a good idea for you. Maybe that's not what you want out of life. And if that's the case, the longer you accept it, the longer it's going to stay in your life. So for me, I always knew that I was not going to work some office job or something like that. Yeah. And so it's always been easier for me to kind of avoid that, because I knew what I was running from. I saw a lot of my family in those situations, and I knew I didn't want that for myself. So I've always been running away from something into something, which I think is good motivation. So with that being said, yeah, it's a little bit about me and what you can kind of expect from the both of us in this podcast.
Yeah, and I think we very well summarized the main tendencies and the main motives that we'll be discussing in general with our podcast. We just want to acknowledge and bring awareness to the significance and the importance of understanding the thought process in your mind, you know. I think that's so essential nowadays, and it's something that not many people even recognize as necessity in their lives.
Yeah.
Which I think it's such a big mistake, because you know, if you're not really committing to this sort, again, of a thought process, if you can imagine, you'll be just following your pretty much instinctive nature, right? Which
yes.
is not a really way for a mindful creature to live, if
yeah.
we have to be
yeah.
honest, you know?
Yeah.
It's such an amazing process to find a reason in terms of why you think a certain way, you know?
Yeah.
For example, and I'm always giving this as an example of this whole idea, is that, and we've discussed this before, you and I, in terms of why we find, for example, music so satisfying, and why we find music as one of the main parts we want to undertake in terms of achieving our life goals, you know? Because as you've correctly said, we are not necessarily... we don't want to necessarily be associated with some of the things we are practicing in terms of occupation or profession. You know, these are just things that we found would work very well for us in terms of meeting the objectives that we want to achieve at some point. And for example, music attracted me as a person when I was quite young due to its potential to impact other people's lives positively in a very honest and sincere manner, you know? I'm so attracted to the concept of art in general because I think it provides the perfect symbiosis between letting a person explore his creativity and express themselves, and at the same time use this product to positively impact other people, which
yes.
ultimately I think it's such a beautiful process, you know, and
yeah.
I've always been so fascinated with it, and that's why I thought that the nature of art in general would be so suitable to what I personally want to achieve with my life, you know.
Yeah.
But I've only managed to understand this concept and to come to this conclusion because I was interested in questioning myself why I'm striving for certain things, why I want certain things, why I want to generate certain results and perceptions from the people around me, and so on, you know? And that's why... once again, I really want to use this podcast and the platform that it will hopefully generate to bring awareness to the people in terms of really understanding themselves and to really understand the concept of how they think, what they exactly want, and why they want it, you know?
Yeah, and just to quickly... follow up what you were saying there. I think for me, this podcast is like an extension of music, really, because really what I've always wanted to do, and long before the idea came to me of being a vocalist in a metal band, I always wanted to help people, right? And I got a lot of fulfillment even when I was younger, just out of like talking with my friends through like tough times they're experiencing, if they were like depressed or suicidal, things like that. Like I got a lot of fulfillment out of helping people, and I kind of discovered at a young age, like, okay, this is what I want to do. And you know, to me, there's no greater way of doing that than through music. And just being able to take the raw emotion of a certain state of being and put that into sound, because, or lyrics, because the thing is, like, there's certain things that cannot be said. They have to be either sung or mm-hmm. just presented in a musical context. Mm-hmm. And there's also things that are like deeper ideas and things like that that have to be talked about instead of being sung about, right? Mm-hmm. So like I need both of those outlets for mm-hmm. my life. And now I have both of them, which is cool because I've been looking for that for a while.
Yeah.
So, you know, like that's why to me, you and I are in a different spot of starting a podcast than a lot of other people is because we're truly two people that are trying to just make a difference, like mm-hmm. make an impact in the world and leave this place better than, you know, than we inherited it. And what's cool about new media like this is that before this space was only, you know, in occupied by, you know, radio hosts that never talked about deep ideas and truly interesting things. Now with new media, like I said, this platform's opened up for people like you and I to discuss interesting ideas and us to discuss with our guests who we'll bring on who have really interesting occupations or lives or things like that. And really what I think I'm hoping to do with this podcast for myself is, yes, help other people, but I do my best thinking out loud, talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really what we're going to do a lot of here is to kind of think out loud. And again, this isn't like a podcast where you're going to, you know, five tips to get 6 new clients this month. Like, that's not what we're doing here. We're not doing that.
No.
And anybody that's going to, you know, tell you that there is like these specific patterns to do these specific things, they're probably trying to make money off you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're just doing this because we enjoy it, and we're doing this because we want to make an impact. So I think that our opportunity to do that is just going to be, you know, constantly growing over time. And it's the same thing with music. You know, these things, they take time to develop into what you want them to be. But I'm confident that when we refer people back to this episode to learn who we are in a couple years, we'll be a lot further ahead than we were before. And when I say further ahead, for me, what that means is making an impact. There's not some dollar value that can be equated to that. It's more about just making the world a better place and doing my part in that. And I feel like this is part of what I need to do in order to make this world a better place.
I completely agree. As you know, we very much share the same concept and the same idea about this. And as you said, a large portion of why we started this podcast is just because we genuinely enjoy it and we genuinely need it. Because once again, when you're wired a certain way, as you mentioned before, sometimes there's nothing more satisfying and relieving when you communicate with a person who understands you, which nowadays is, at least for me, is a very rare thing, you know?
Yeah.
And it's incredibly helpful. It's incredibly relieving when you have the opportunity to be in touch with other people who think like you, who perceive the world around you as yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why I think, regardless of the exposure we would achieve with this podcast and with this project, we're already meeting its goal.
Yes.
Because we are genuinely, you know, enjoying the whole process of communication. We are able to express ourselves and to meet understanding from the other side. And hopefully, with the time, you know, there will be only more sites and more people involved into this whole process, which obviously would make things so much better. But the main thing with us is that we just want to have the platform to talk about the things that, you know, that affect us, that make us think, that worries us and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I think we're definitely on the right path to achieve these objectives.
Absolutely.
I guess.
No, it's a great way of explaining it. And, you know, like I was saying before, just to kind of wrap things up here, the title of this podcast is called The Boldcast, and it's not like meant to be like some, you know, some grandiose idea, but really,
yeah,
what it is it's true. Like, you know, your mentality basically, if you picture it like a top of a family tree kind of thing, everything you're doing in your life starts with your mentality. Mm-hmm. So if you can't change that paradigm, if you don't have a paradigm shift from one mentality to another, I guess what I'm trying to say is you might need to have a paradigm shift from one mentality to another to really see the effects of how that impacts your entire life and everything you're involved with. Because really, if you look at everything that you do, everything that you believe, everything that you are, you'll realize that it is basically thoughts and experiences and how those experiences impact your thoughts. So our goal here is to share with you some hopefully better ideas maybe, and, you know, not preach them, but just anything that we're reading about or learning about or talking to other people about that we seem interesting, we're going to bring into this, and we're going to bring on guests that we think also have interesting ideas and how to improve your mindset and things like that. Not a tactical way, but a very, you know, a very true and honest, transparent way of looking at that. So that's kind of where we're headed with this. And you have any last words for them, sir?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, Oda will be very much concentrated on the nature of a person's mentality and how you can improve your life in general. You can definitely expect that we won't just stick to drama-oriented topics, you know?
Yeah.
We are here to have fun. We are here to discuss variety of different topics. We don't want to, you know, associate our work with a certain genre or certain theme or certain moods or whatever the case might be. We just want to talk about everything that is related to our respective lives. So we'll definitely talk about deep philosophical topics, but at the same time, we'll definitely have fun topics as well.
Yeah, absolutely. A little bit of everything. That's kind of the point.
Exactly, exactly.
Because that's what makes a bold life. It's not just having, you know, a really interesting career and then not doing anything beyond that. That's not part of it.
Not at all.
So, yeah, I think you nailed it on the head there. That's a very good way of explaining it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will have fun. We'll talk about random stuff. As you will see with the future episodes, the flow of our conversations with Dave is just not very easy to be described. We go from one person to another. We can switch topics very, very, very dramatically and drastically. You know, we really want to let our creativity work when it comes to our conversations. And I think it's safe to say that we're definitely interested in continuing doing so as well. We don't want to restrict ourselves with any specific topics or any specific things to discuss. So we're just interested to As much as you, hopefully, we're just interested to see how this will evolve in the future as well.
Absolutely. All right. With that being said, thank you guys so much for joining us on this pilot episode of the Boldcast. I've had a great time diving into this stuff with Haristo. Like he said, future episodes, you can expect a whole bunch of different stuff. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, thank you guys again for coming along here, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Boldcast. You can support the show by leaving a review on whatever platform you listen on. Make sure to connect with us on Facebook and Instagram. You can find us on both at The Boldcast.